lights and the sun red place. It leaves me restless without peace. So it's a perfect day to fade away. It's a perfect day to turn away and run. It's a perfect day to go and tie one on. It's a perfect day to waste away a perfect part to play. Just another perfect day, but the fun, you know it's gone.
Welcome to The Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Glad to have you along tonight as we're on the road. Not often that we're on the road, but tonight we're making a special trip out because we have a special story to report, which is always great to have on the station. As we meet one of the expansion teams in the women's, the Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League, I don't know if people are aware of this. They should be aware of it, hopefully, and we're going to make everybody aware of it if they're listening. So let's get into this as I'm sitting currently with manager Chris and Barry, you're the assistant coach. I was going to say, you're sitting with the assistant coach and the manager, Barry, you're over here as well. Gentlemen, nice to have you along. Nice to have you with us tonight.
Thank you.
We'll talk to a few players in a second, but let's get into the coaching side of it and the managing side of it, because clearly this is a pretty big endeavor. What did it take? What does it take to put a new team together to enter into the Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League?
Lots of work.
We had a lot of meetings with the prior principal trying to get see if there's enough numbers, like girls that would be interested in playing.
Sure.
And then there was looked like there would be enough, and we knew that there was a few girls coming from grade 8 that would be moving into the school, so that helped us a lot to get the numbers, you know. And then from there we had to get voted in at a meeting with the league to make sure we had our ice time solidified. We had goalies, we had enough players. And then on top of that, in order to make this all work, I had to volunteer as the ice director for all the three Transcona High School hockey teams, plus the boys teams as well. So I got all three girls and all three boys teams that I'm managing all the ice for. So, cause there's only enough ice for really like 15 sheets per week, and there's 18 potential.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had to kind of solidify all that too. So a lot of work.
So not only did you get the team in, but they put you to work for them as well.
Yeah, I volunteered. I had to volunteer, else it wouldn't have happened. So
that's okay. Yeah. At least you guys got going. Then that's pretty good. And then obviously, I mean, like you said, you know, getting players and getting things going. I mean, looking at the roster, and I'm not taking anything away from what you guys are doing, but it seems like 13 players might be a little low. Does it work?
It works well as long as everybody's there. And, you know, you can run two lines.
Is that a big if or is that?
As long as everybody's there and you know, the goalie shows up, we've got two lines, and, you know, there's times when the girls are tired and whatnot, but they just seem to find enough to make it through the games, and it's so far it's worked well.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys are doing well. I mean, right now, fifth place in the 9-team division that you're in, and you guys are above 500. That's a huge, huge honor for, you know, first-year team in terms of getting everything together and certainly trying to get a season going for sure. How are things going, though, on the ice? I mean, obviously things look like they're going well from, you know, statistical side of things. Is everything come together pretty well?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the kids are having fun. Again, they're showing up when they need to on time. You know, we do at times, depending on who you're playing, of course, there are lots of shots. And, sure. You know, we're also not, you know, we have players who've played before. There's one ringette player, actually, and a second one will be joining us next week for practice. She's just coming back off of surgery, but most of the girls have played hockey. But a couple of them we're teaching them how to skate, teaching them how to play hockey. So again, it's that small school, small numbers, but we're working with it, and we're developing hockey players.
I'll throw Coach Mike under the bus a little bit here. We'll talk to him in a few minutes, but he did an interview back on November 1st with Sheldon Burney of the CanWest news outlet. Three new players coming to hockey, two come from ringette, as you were just saying. How's the transition been in terms of getting them into hockey? Because the ringette is so much different than hockey in terms of how it's played.
Now, the one thing about ringette players is they're probably the better skaters on the ice when it comes to hockey. But as soon as the puck hits, it's working with the puck and the stick handling and the shooting, and so that's where the transition. And again, the player is in grade 10. So again, hopefully if they maintain it, by the time they're in grade 12, it'll be a life change, lifelong sport.
So Chris, I mean, in terms of the number of things that you have to do, obviously with ice time and getting everybody onto the ice or whatever, what else are you doing in terms of managing the team then? Because it seems like you got a pretty full plate already.
With this, it's mostly like front loaded stuff. You do a lot of things before the season starts, right? So there was a lot of work that went into it for sure beforehand. Now it's pretty well maintains itself until playoff time, which then everything changes again. I'll have a whole bunch of stuff to do.
Sure.
But I'm involved with, talk directly to East End Arena all the time, so we'll work together and get that all figured out for the ice time for that. It's right now it kind of runs smoothly. The odd time I'll get an email saying someone can't have use a practice ice or something like that, so I got to kind of shuffle things around. But pretty straightforward so far. So
I'm gonna bring both of you in, and you can certainly discuss this amongst yourselves and let us know what you think. But talk to the players in a few minutes as well, because we're gonna get their reaction to everything. You guys started the season 0-3, weren't out of any games. You guys were in pretty much every game, won 2-1 goal defeats in those three games to start the season. Did it feel like you were like on the verge of breaking through? Like, we can do this?
Yeah, I think, again, the girls were playing well. I think what's starting to happen is they're learning how to score.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's where even in the postseason or preseason, I should say, not postseason, but preseason, there's a couple that they weren't, they've transitioned from defense to forward, and now you have to do something different with that puck, right? It's not just protect the goalie or protect your own end. Now you've got to try and get it into the net, So I think will be one of the challenges as we go on is being able to score goals against those teams that we did, lose those one goal games to. So that'll be the challenge is putting the puck past their goalie, which we did in one of the last games. And I don't want to.
We'll talk about that in a second. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So, that's okay, Barry. I like the enthusiasm. Chris, what have you been seeing from your vantage point?
I think the other thing, too, is that the first couple of games, girls are playing hockey like they have a full roster of 15 skaters.
Okay.
And they're used to that, right? Yeah. Especially, my daughter played somewhere else last year, and they had a huge team, right?
Yeah.
So now, after a few games, they realize that they have to play a full, game. Then that makes a big difference when you're going into the third period and you're still pushing the whole way through. So I think that makes a big difference in those last few games where we actually started winning games and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. According to the history books, you guys did make a little history on October 24th. You guys downed the Lorette Scorpions 4-2 for your first ever win. So congratulations on that. How much excitement is there after the first ever win? I mean, how many teams can... I mean, there's teams that have come in, obviously, in previous years. But how many teams could say... first ever win, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty neat to see to do that, it's a new team, new first win, even a first goal, any of that stuff, a first goal for any of the players, it's exciting, right?
Yeah.
So it's awesome, it's neat.
I mean, from a coaching standpoint, got to be pretty pumped to see that red light go on or the green light go on, I guess, at the end of the game, and hey man, we did it.
Yeah, I've been around hockey for quite a few years, and I've been with teams where we've struggled at the beginning, but it's a marathon, not a sprint. And as you, progress and go through, and I think Mike said it, earlier in the season, we're going to be that team that does get better, and you're definitely going to notice it. And I think that in that win is where it's like, oh, yeah, that was maybe it was a little too early, but it happened.
Yeah.
And, things are just continuing to get better, and the girls are progressing quite well.
You both have daughters that play on the team, obviously. A little bit different maybe for you, Barry, only because your daughter is the goaltender. What's it like sort of having the ups and downs of a goaltender plus doing the assistant coaching now?
Well, Jenna, again, I've always wanted to be a goalie, never could, and I guess I'm just living through my daughter. So
right on.
Win or lose, that's what it's about. And she's got that mindset, a good goalie mindset, where it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And the games that we've lost this year have only been by a goal or two. And whereas when she first started out, it might have been by – 10, 11, 12, and we still would have had 50, 60 shots, right?
Yeah.
So, but she still maintained it and, wanted to be a goalie. So, yeah.
Good on her. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys then went on a bit of a run, rattled off four straight, including a monstrous 8-0 win over Lorette again. So 2-0 against them so far this season, which is awesome. I mean, what's it like sort of building the first win streak as well?
I don't know what to say. Like it's neat because you get to see the progression.
Yeah,
right? The first few games they were close. You knew you get some wins, and you'd figure throughout the season you're going to get wins here, wins there, maybe a couple losses, whatever. But to get four in a row is pretty neat. It's a good experience for sure. Yeah,
that's
exciting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, push you guys back over 500, which is always important as well. So I mean, you guys are just building off that. I mean, obviously you have a hand in that, Barry, being the assistant coach. What's it like, seeing the fruits of your labor, so to speak, come together?
Well, again, it's that progress, right?
Yeah.
Watching the girls and the momentum that we had with that four-game win streak going into that fifth game. And I think they probably played one of their better games in the next game after.
Yeah.
It didn't come out a win, but it was still a great performance from the girls. So,
is there a little, maybe we can shock the world? And, do something real special, win the division, win.
Yeah, you hope for it, right? But it's up to the girls.
Oh,
at the end of the day, it's up to the girls. And again, hockey's a funny animal. If the stars are aligned, anything can happen at any time, right? So it's just everybody's got to come to play at the right time and realize what it takes to win as a team and to play as a team.
Yeah.
So
you got a bit of a break now.
Okay.
Coming up December 3rd, obviously, you guys play Kildonan East. Following that, Springfield Sabres. You guys haven't you played, one of the top teams, but haven't played the top team yet in Murdoch MacKay. What do you guys know about, I'm going to say, a bit of a rival in terms of just being both in location and...
Yeah, they have a big roster. It makes a big difference, right? They have lots of energy. So... I'd assume that they're going to be a good team to play against for sure. It's going to be tough for sure. But I don't think we play them until the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But we did play them in a preseason exhibition game. And again, we were, that was, I don't know how many skates we had, but it was only a 2-0 loss.
Oh, wow.
And,
good for you guys.
We stuck with them and whatnot. And, again, girls were just, they showed up to play.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
So showing up to play is again, showing up's half the battle, right?
That is it.
Getting that going. I got to ask, because, obviously you guys are now involved in terms of the Winnipeg High School Hockey League and Women's High School Hockey League and seeing how things are going. This is a league that started in 96 with four teams and is now grown to 28 teams as of today. Obviously, it's great getting more and more teams in, but looking at the overall growth of the league, I don't know how deep into the history you guys know about it or anything like that, but it's always better in my view more teams make more opportunities. And what you guys have done here is fantastic, but is there down the road, we got a lot of grade 9s, grade 11s, one grade 12 player, is there a next generation coming up that's going, we want to play for high school hockey for these guys? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
That'd be the hope. Like that was the whole purpose of getting this team started this year. Is even if we, bare minimum players, is at least next year there's teams here and there's other girls that are going to come and they're going to see that, hey, there's a hockey team here now. So maybe there'll be other girls that'll be interested in playing, whether they be ringette or hockey players, right? So, and hopefully you get a few more girls that you can select from, or you get just, everyone grows together and end up having a full roster next year kind of thing and just grow, right? So that's the whole plan, is to eventually, get better and better.
Well, at five wins at half a roster right now.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty darn good. So take nothing away from that, right? So, the growth is fantastic. How do you guys see the growth in terms of both women's hockey in Winnipeg and Manitoba based upon the fact that this league seems to be growing by leaps and bounds? And again, we hear from Hockey Canada, Hockey Manitoba all the time, that fastest growing segment of hockey. Are you seeing more and more girls coming into the programs? Do you know of more girls that are coming into the programs in terms of just the growth of its own on its own?
I don't know. The high school part of it, I feel like it's a necessity too, because a lot of times when girls get to that 15, 16, 17 year old age, there's not a lot of opportunity for them to play somewhere, right? So having a school sport that's like hockey, they can go and play there at least. So some of the girls didn't play anywhere for a couple of years because they didn't have a team to go to. So now there is this team, right? So it's huge, and it's totally important to have it here. So
yeah, that's a good point, because I know my daughter and two of her friends, they took a year off because they, you know, there just really wasn't anywhere that they wanted to play. They wanted to play school sports.
Yeah.
So once the team was, you know, we had a team, it was something they were looking forward to being part of.
I mean, we've been lucky, and I'll say this as nicely as I can, but we've been lucky because we found some pretty good talent coming out of the high school sort of area in terms of the Bisons as well. We've seen players like Alex Anderson come out of West Kildonan in terms of where she played most of her hockey. We've seen Cameron Gillis come out of the Miles Mack program in terms of, you know, her joining the Bisons this year. There's been other players. Annalise Meyer went, she was leading scorer at Sturgeon Heights a few years ago. She went and she's now playing for the Dinos. Cheyenne Elias, she's playing for Saskatchewan, came out of the Vincent Massey program. It seems like this is kind of the untapped, unknown market in terms of where a lot of talent may be playing. Do you guys have that same sort of feeling in terms of just watching the hockey and seeing some of the girls that are out there?
I mean, there's definitely the talent, right? And again, it's it gives them, you know, they now have an audience for, you know, to see them play, yeah. Right? Whereas, yeah. Again, like I said, a couple, you know, last year there was three girls that were not playing, and now they're playing, and
right.
And again, it's just that avenue for them to maybe see, to be seen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chris, do you?
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, I can touch more probably on boys hockey. My older son played for Transcona High School as well. Both okay. My boys played here, but there's a lot of kids that are really, really good that play high school hockey just because they want to be part of the school. And for sure, when it comes to stuff like the Bisons and stuff like that, people don't know about them because they don't really follow that.
Right.
And you come to a tryout and all of a sudden, where did this kid come from? Right. Because it's absolutely untapped for sure. Like they just don't know about them enough, I think.
Well, I mean, 28 teams, you'd think that somebody would, you know, send a scout once in a while.
But, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a big league out there, so yeah. You'd hope that somebody would be looking at the players. But, I mean, again, just looking at, you know, sheer numbers, I mean, you guys are by far probably the biggest league in Manitoba. And just in terms of general numbers, there's a lot of talent playing there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. To me, it seems like it's one of those things that should be noticed and definitely should be picked up on. I'm going to ask you directly about your team then. So why should people come and see the Titans play? What makes you guys special in terms of the way you play the game?
I mean, the one thing, like I've said before, the girls come to play. They've come to play.
Good.
And it's usually good. It's good hockey. There's lots of shots. Games haven't, you know, other than the Lorette game, the scores haven't been too high. So, you know, it's exciting hockey to watch.
Well, I mean, the Lorette game was high only because you guys were doing all the scoring. Yeah, but yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good highlight to have.
There, it is.
Anything you want to add on that, Chris?
No, it's just exciting. I don't know. You're not just playing for, like, the girls aren't just playing for their parents anymore. Lots of school kids come and watch games and stuff like that, right? It's way more excitement to high school hockey, so I think that's a good reason to come watch games. It's because, especially playoff time, you get a full barn of people there.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Is there a team? Is there a natural rivalry that you guys have already started feeling? And again, we talked a little bit about Murdoch McKay being, you know, just in terms of proximity, but is there a natural rivalry right now where you're like, nope, circle that on the calendar. We want them again.
I think the local teams, like you said, Murdoch, who we haven't played yet, or CPET, but again, so far, because the games have been close, it's just every game is exciting to see, and there's always that little bit of a rivalry, right?
Yeah.
Because there's those teams that are trying to defend, you know, their top placement, and there's those teams that were looking for their first win, just like we were, right, back when we won our first game, so... Everybody's a little bit hungry, and everybody's, you know, a little bit protective. They don't want to give up, and everybody wants to try and take. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys aren't, again, if I told you today, 3 months ago, you'd be sitting in a room talking to me about being 3 points out of third place, would you guys have believed me?
You know what?
Wait, three games out of third place and games in hand. There's the key.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think I just because I knew ahead of time what kind of the scope of girls was, just the list we had before we started, I kind of knew a few of them, so I kind of figured we'd have a decent team.
Yeah.
But then when it came down to actual tryouts, we, you know, some of those girls didn't show up or didn't want to play or whatever. So then it's like, you don't know how it's going to end up. But at the beginning, I kind of figured we should have a good team. We do. We have lots of skilled players. So definitely. We should have had a good team.
Yeah. Coach?
I think as a coach, you... starting out new, you never know what to expect, so you're kind of you're balancing things. Like if things do go south on you, and what's going to be the message to the players to kind of keep them up and keep them going, keep them coming to practice and working hard. And we haven't had to deal with that yet. So, it's working for us. Whatever girls are doing, it's working for us. So we're just going to have to keep rolling with it.
Big meeting coming up for you guys, and you don't have to name names. You certainly don't have to talk about anything, but All-Star game coming up as well. You guys got in the back of your mind, players from your own team that you want to see go? And again, don't have to name names, but...
Oh, of course. I mean, the nice thing about an All-Star game, sometimes some people might say, I don't know why they have these, because, it may not be fair to other players and whatnot, but then... it's nice to see those people get that recognition and whatnot. And of course, there are definitely some players that should be there.
Yeah, no, I mean,
and I'm not 100% sure exactly how it takes place or how the voting takes place or the selections. But hopefully our players do get
in there, for sure. I mean, looking at the numbers again. I know you guys are, built on speed, got some good players. Only 26 penalty minutes so far in 9 games. You guys are our second lowest penalty minute. I mean, by 2 minutes.
Probably all Morgan's, right?
It stands right now.
I didn't use your last name, so.
No, but she'll be on shortly, but Isabella and Morgan share the lead at 8 minutes each. So we'll talk about that in a second, but again, though, I mean, you guys don't take penalties. You guys seem to be able to put the puck in the net. I mean, are we talking Golden Knights run to the final here?
Hey. Gonna hope for the best. All right. Hope for the best. Just like I said, keep things moving along, keep them motivated. Yeah. And
so I got to ask, because this is the thing that I was most shocked at. Again, one goaltender. What happens if Jenna gets hurt? Who's next in line to wear the pads?
Goalie pool, I guess.
Yeah, goalie pool.
Oh, no.
Goalie pool.
Because I'm like, there's not even a backup goalie. Like, there's not even, somebody listed as a backup goalie. Like, what do you do if anything was to ever happen? Like,
it's happened to a couple teams where they've had to use the goalie pool and get a goalie to just for their team. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the league has any goalie from the league can go into this pool, and if there's a spot available, they'll go play for them or whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm
sure goalies don't mind because they won't just play as much as the players do in terms of getting out there. But, I mean, are you ever like, oh, man, like, so-and-so got hurt. I'd rather have somebody, the normal team out there as opposed to having, somebody from the goalie. You don't ever want to light up a goalie more than once in a season or anything like that. But, I mean, it may happen with this goalie pool. I mean, have you guys run into a team that's used the goalie pool so far? Has it been normal teams?
I think once, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Glenlawn has it. They don't have their own goalie either. They have a goalie from another school as well.
So, oh, jeez. Yeah.
But she's permanent goalie. So.
I think West Kildonan had a goalie from the goalie pool. And or was it one West of the teams who – and they held Murdoch to a – or CPET to a 1-0 game. So
wow.
Whether it was there the goalie or not.
Yeah. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So again, looking at stats, again, you guys, your goal differential is a +9, which again, fantastic for a first year team. Considering that some of the other teams right now are like haven't even scored as many goals as you guys have in differential, which is kind of scary to see. But in saying that, I mean, again, you guys haven't been out of any game with only 13 players. I mean, I don't want to speculate too much, but what could you do with a full roster here? Like, are we talking, be up that standing board pretty high compared to some of the other teams?
If we had a full roster, we'd probably have less shots on Jenna. That would probably help. Because he'd have a lot more offense and more defense, right?
True, yeah.
And that's a big difference, like, why we are where we are, too, is because we have a really good goalie. She's taken 40, 50 shots a game sometimes,
for sure.
Right? So it makes a huge difference.
I mean, I haven't been out to see a game because I be ridiculously busy, but I've already cleared time in December to come out because I want to actually come and see you guys play, which would be awesome. I hear about the number of shots. I hear about the wins you get. Like, are we talking like shot differentials of like 20, 30 shots a night where you guys are, putting on, 20 or 25 shots and they're putting on like 40 or 50 shots?
More like they get 40, we get about
12.
Oh. Yeah.
shooting percentages are just through the roof.
They're just good shots. They are good shots.
I like it because I was hearing about this, all the shots that Jenna's facing, and I'm going, seems like there might be a little bit of a difference.
And the defense is always awake, never sleeping.
No, I would assume that, you guys got, I mean, in short shifts, I'm assuming, to keep everybody fresh. So you guys got it down to a
Yeah, they're good. I know from the defense point of view, the girls, you don't even have, they're coming off because I think they realize that you take too long of a shift, you get caught. And second period seems to be our period where we get caught because it's just tough to get back.
Long change.
It's a long change.
I'm going to let let you guys off the hook here in a second. I'm going to go to a quick commercial before we switch over to the players and find out what they think in terms of getting stuff going. End of the season this year, obviously, depending on what happens, I mean, again, take nothing away. You guys may end up winning. You guys may end up, first round loss in terms of what goes on. I got to say right now, knock on wood, I got to say right now, just the fact that, you guys got a team on the ice and you're doing extremely well, huge for the program, obviously, to start off this way. When you look at everything going back this year, obviously, we're only halfway through it, but looking back at so far at what's gone on, what's the one highlight that stands out for you guys?
I don't know. Well, for me, we've maintained a team. We've started to grow something, and hopefully it's going to continue to grow.
It's
a culture. It's going to be something that, like Chris said before, there's nothing like playing for your high school team, and there's nothing like coming into a school knowing that you could play for that team. And now Transcona Collegiate has that, whereas last year they didn't have it. We only had, maybe what if this and that. There was always the what ifs. And now it's here. It's a reality, and you want to maintain it. So,
I think my biggest highlight, too, is like three things. It's the first preseason goal, the first regular season goal, and the first win. Like, that's a huge thing. It gives you kind of goosebumps, right? Because, like, we started this thing, and then these girls are producing, and they're winning, and it's awesome.
So who gets credit for first goal in program history?
Preseason was
preseason.
Well, program history, and then we'll go regular season.
Preseason
was
Mackenzie.
Polly. Okay.
Go with Kennedy. My daughter was the first.
Hey, there you go.
And then Jenna gets credit for the first win. And all the team does.
I was going to say there's only one goalie, so it should be hard to narrow that down. But that's awesome, though. Yeah. I mean, again, we talk about the moments or whatever, but I mean, those are fantastic moments. Obviously, the culmination of all those moments, just keeping the program alive. So, I'm going to let you guys off the hook. Then I'll get the players in. We'll put them under the bright lights here, and we'll get that going right away. Barry, Chris, I wish you guys all the best, and hopefully, many, many championships come down the road. That would be fantastic to see, but all the best for the rest of the season, and let's hope that you guys bring home the first of many championships this season, then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Hockey Show. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks, as we sit down with the players and talk to them. Live on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Degrees Restaurant on Campus is a true supporter of community radio. Their organic, fair trade green bean coffee fuels UMFM. And they're the top pick among UMFM DJs for food before a show. Degrees provides quality food and excellent service at a reasonable price. Check out their environmentally and socially conscious menu for both healthy bites and diner faves. Degrees Restaurant on the third floor of University Center. Summer hours are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's fourth annual listener funding drive, Pledge-O-Rama, is in the books, and the support was overwhelming and heartwarming. The money we've raised will go into station operations, ensuring you'll continue to get great programming you love year-round and allow us to make improvements and take new steps in serving this wonderful community. You came through for UMFM, and we can't thank you enough. But here's one more attempt. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
Got a special print job you need done now and you need done right? Visit the UMSU Digital Copy Center at 118 University Center on the Fort Garry campus of the University of Manitoba and take advantage of our complete document management capabilities. From our graphics service and wide format printing for banner and poster jobs, spiral and hardcover binding for your presentation or dissertation, no job is too big or too difficult for the UMSU Digital Copy Center. Open Monday to Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're at the heart of campus and our services are citywide. UMSU Digital Copy Center, No job too big, no detail too small.
Say, kids, what is it up in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's
101.5 UMFM.
He's made of tough blue plastic and has a bright red cape that fits on his shoulders.
We're back here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We are down at Transcona Collegiate meeting the Transcona Collegiate Titans, a brand new team to the Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League, who are doing exceptionally well considering their low numbers of players right now. Hopefully that'll increase next year. We'll talk about that in a second. But sitting here now with McKenna Lawrence and with Catherine, I'm going to probably butcher your last name, so I'll let you say it, Catherine. Okay, make sure I had that right. So, Cipolla, there we go. I want to start off with McKenna because somebody recently was named Player of the Week. Oh, hold on. Sorry. There we go. Sorry.
Oh.
You're good now.
Nice. All right.
Dan just got into touch with me. Thanks, Skippy. I appreciate that. Again, I'll start a little bit over anyway. What's it like playing? What's the hardest thing about playing right now in terms of just having A, 13 players, or B, any sort of issues going forward with number of players?
The normal amount of defense is 4, but just kind of like from where I played last year where we had 60, kind of the transition going back and adding almost a whole extra period of ice time. It took like a lot more energy out of the team, I guess, but kind of just the transition from, or for me at least, for going from 12-12-15 to 15-15-20.
Yeah.
Just maintaining the energy.
Yep, and it goes good until we get a penalty, and then we're short for 2 minutes. But we keep up with it.
Well, again, it's not like you've taken a ton of penalties.
Exactly.
Again, we'll talk to one of the leaders in a minute. But
it's because we know.
Oh, I know. You probably
we
do.
Know.
Yeah, that's the sad part is that there aren't many people there to lead the team in penalties. So, mm-hmm. But you do have somebody sharing it with you, Morgan. So we'll talk to you in a second about that. Again, we were saying to Coach Barry and talking about, you know, some of the new players. How's it been integrating these new players and teaching them sort of the hockey way? I mean, ringette, fine, but mm-hmm. it's, again, played differently than what hockey is. How's it been for you guys in terms of getting them on board with, okay, you got to do this, not this?
They're doing really well.
Yeah?
I think so, too. Yeah, they've been adapting well. And the girls that haven't skated before are improving very quickly.
Okay.
And I don't know. At first, it was a little crazy. But now that you get used to it, you just kind of understand that you can't just assume where everyone's going to be.
Yeah.
You have to pay more attention to the play.
So you guys have one grade 12 play. Who's your grade 12?
Me.
McKenna. There you go. So this will be first and last year for you in the jersey. But do you see a future then in terms of maybe coming back to coach, maybe doing something along those lines? Like, where do you go?
That'd be fun.
Okay.
Keep me active.
Well, it would keep you active. But do you want to play higher? Do you want to go on and play senior women's? Or
probably not.
No?
No. Well, like, I could.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't. But, like.
What do you mean you couldn't? What is that? Like.
I don't know.
You can. You just either don't want to or.
Well, it'd be fun. But I don't know. It's just hard to balance work.
Sure.
School.
That's
and
fair.
Hockey. Especially if I go to university, there's going to be so much more classes and studying to do.
Yeah, sure. No, that's 100% fair. How has school been with hockey this year for you guys? Like in terms of workload and splitting it with playing time?
I'm in grade 9. I can't have an opinion here. My workload's pretty easy.
Well, I have psych last period, but my teacher's really good about it.
Okay.
And I'm kind of behind, but I get up to it, so...
That's never
good. I'm not doing bad.
I was going to say, that's never good to admit to, McKenna, but we're okay with that.
Motto.
I don't know. Catherine, you got to go right away, I believe, correct?
Yep.
Coach Mike is...
Morgan.
Pulling the players at this point to get out of here, which is totally fine. I'm going to bring in Morgan Manchester now. Morgan, who is leading the team in scoring and leading
by
the
far.
Team in penalty minutes. She's basically... all over the score sheet. Welcome, Morgan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are things going for you in terms of the season? Are you enjoying yourself? Is it fun?
Yeah, I find it more fun than my actual hockey team was because I'm with more of my friends. So.
Okay. When you say actual hockey team.
Like not high school.
You can name them. It's not like we're going to...
Stars?
Stars, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I was like, there's no wrong answer here. Like, that's okay. Looking at how much you're playing, though, does it help you in terms of just... Obviously, you go back to the other team and you
more people, less ice time. But do you find it better for working on getting better, getting your game up a little higher?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, it was really hard.
Okay.
Because you're out every second shift.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, having three-hole lines.
Chance to catch your breath.
But but by now, after a couple games, we're good.
So you are credited, according to my research, you are credited with the first hat trick in Titans history.
I guess so.
What do you mean you guess so? That's
and
true.
Only.
No, you've had one. And I've had two.
I haven't had a hat trick. I have 3 goals total.
You got yours in the 4-2 victory in the very first victory of the Titans. You scored 3 goals. Isabella had the empty cage to ice it. So what's it like being written to the record books now for you?
I don't really think of it as anything special.
No big deal. That's all right. For you guys, so for both of you, in terms of getting things going with everything else that's going on, you know, again, you're playing on other teams, you're making up time in psych in terms of trying to catch up, McKenna. What's the best part about playing for this team? What do you guys like the most?
That you're with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone at school comes and watches.
And you're, like, interacting with girls that you would never really talk to otherwise. Just because, like, the grade difference. Like, I'm in grade 12 half my team is in grade 9.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just, like, go up to grade 9s and start talking to them.
When you say the school comes out and supports you, how many fans do you think you guys are getting?
I mean, nowhere near as much as the guys, but...
Well, but...
Not complaining.
But more than I'm used to, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like 5.
Usually it's just parents.
like
5?
10 if we're lucky.
That's all right. And so, I mean, as sort of the leader out there, McKenna, as sort of the most experienced, the most, you know, in terms of just being the older player, do you got players sort of looking to you for leadership? Is that...
Well, I did have 3 years without hockey before because I had nowhere to play. But I don't know. I feel like I try as best as I can to talk to everyone on the team so they can look up to me if they need to, or if they need to talk to someone, or if they don't know what they're doing, they can ask me without feeling pressured.
So what do you do for 3 years when you're not playing? Because that sounds like it's a pretty sad winter.
I go to the ODR lots.
Okay.
And I played Spongy with my mom last year.
Oh, right on. Good
for
you.
So it was pretty close.
Yeah. You light people up at the ODR?
I like to show boys that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, there you go. Right on. Morgan, obviously, you've been playing almost every winter, I guess, you're still playing with Stars in terms of, again, what's it like sort of being the leader in terms of, you know, points and, well, penalty minutes, but what's it like sort of being one of the offensive leaders on this team?
I don't really see it as anything special.
No, but I mean, obviously players are looking at you and going, she's got some talent. Like, I want to be... Mm-hmm. I want to play alongside her, or I want to play with her?
I try to help the new girls as much as I can.
Okay.
Because, like, they're all still really beginner. But, yeah, and, like, talk to people. Yeah.
That's all? That's you're good with
that's,
that?
I don't, yeah.
That's it.
I was actually surprised that of all the players on your team, there's one player that doesn't have any points yet, and it's not the goaltender. So...
Jenna has points?
Jenna has 1 assist on the season.
Oh, yeah, that was mine.
Oh, proud of her.
So Jenna does have a point on the season. Megan is the only one that doesn't have one. Have a point
that's
at this point.
That's because she hasn't played any games.
Right. In terms of not playing, that's fine.
That's
She's
awesome.
On the roster, but that's okay. So everybody on the team is contributing, which is kind of awesome. Do you guys get that sense that it's a pretty tight team? You guys are, like, again, you mentioned the age differences, McKenna.
Yeah.
Do you get the sense that you guys are...
I think,
growing together in terms of playing this game?
Yeah, most of the girls, even though they're in grade 9, a lot of them are, like, really matured already.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, hard to get along with them or anything. And everyone's really open about making new friends and talking with everyone.
Yeah.
Nobody's really in the corner, kind of.
Okay.
And we have such a, like, a small roster that we all play the same amount.
Yeah.
So it's not unfair or anything.
Yeah.
So I asked Chris and I asked Barry about rivals. You guys must develop a few rivalries on the ice. Who do you like or not like playing in terms of, not players, you don't have to name names, but teams?
CPET.
Lorette.
All right, that's fair.
Lorette's just like, when we play against them, they're kind of mean.
They're really rough. Yeah.
That's all. It's not even that, like, we don't like them. It's just like, they cause unnecessary drama that we don't need. Because if they try and fight us, we're not just going to let it happen, but we also can't afford penalties.
So you mentioned they're rough. They're second in the league, second in the division anyway, in penalty minutes.
Yeah.
You mentioned that if they fight, like, you're not talking like like
if they push me, I'll push back.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
Nobody punches.
Okay,
but people like elbow.
Okay, that's fair. You guys have had a couple wins over them already, though. So I mean, I think you know.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, doing your damage on the scoreboard is just as good as doing it, you know, anywhere else. But again, I look at sort of everything that's gone on. You guys went on that sort of 3-game losing streak to start season.
Yeah.
Does it wear on you a little bit? Do you kind of go, okay, kind of felt this was going to happen with our roster because we have so many. We only have such a small team. But do you get down a little bit after losing three in a row?
I definitely kind of thought at the beginning.
Okay.
I kind of expected us not to, because none of us have ever played together.
Right, yeah.
None of us really expected
much.
Some
girls have never put on skates. Like, they didn't know how to do their equipment or anything.
Okay.
We had to tie her skates for her. Okay. So, like, I didn't expect very much, but compared to now.
But now that we're, like, winning, we don't really like losing. But also, we don't really get too down on ourselves when we do lose.
Now, like, when we lose, it's by, like,
1 point. So we're like, we'll take it. You know,
so you guys are 5-1 in the last 6 games, which is pretty awesome. Again, I have a 4-game winning streak. What changed? What was the switch that sort of we can do this kind of for you guys?
I think it was that, well, with such a small team, again, you're only playing with like 5 people and 5 people practically. Yeah. So you're getting used to the momentum of your girls that are playing with you.
Yeah.
On other teams, we try our best to keep the lines together. The forwards and the defense stay together.
So you guys are like 2 power play units going out there.
Pretty much. And then we have 3 girls that just like rotate, but that's whatever. It doesn't really affect.
I know the answer to this already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Should people sleep on you guys? Should people sort of go, it's just Transco. It's their first year. They've only got 13. No big deal. Should people? They could, but I mean, it seems like you guys over the last month anyway have sort of come back and said, no, we're going to show everybody.
In my opinion, I think we could win it if we tried.
What do you mean if we tried?
If we had a good game and we like all wanted it.
Like if, okay. Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, because we haven't played Murdoch, but when we did play them, it was a 2-1 game. So.
You guys will see them in January, it looks
like.
Yeah,
so. And we play them like 3 times in 1 week, I think. So.
And we'll have time to build by then still.
Yeah. And you guys get
another player.
And I think
another player helps as well. But I was going to say you get Pierre Elliott Trudeau as well in terms of coming up as well. Yeah. So you guys got a couple of good measuring sticks there to see how close you are to.
Considering we lost like 9-1 to CPET.
Yeah.
And then we played them last week and it was like
2-1
or something.
Yeah. And they scored with 5 minutes left. So it was barely even like a loss, but it was obviously a loss. But
well, it's obviously a loss, but that's okay. Like
2-1. Yeah. It was 1-1 going into 5 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, I think that's Murdoch expects us to be at like the same level we were at before season. So I think they're expecting to win, but
try and catch
we'll come
off
out of nowhere.
That's I like it. I like that idea. Come out of nowhere and win everything. Mm-hmm. I talked to Barry and I asked them, if I told you guys 3 months ago that you'd be 3 points out of first with games in hand, out of third with games in hand, would you believe me?
No.
Probably not.
I remember like before the season even started, everyone was saying like how bad we were going to be.
All of us would talk about it at practice and be like, oh gosh,
or,
we're going to do so bad.
The guys can't come watch. We're so bad.
No one tell the boys when we're playing if they ask why.
That's fantastic that you guys don't want anybody to know when you're playing. But again, I asked the two, you know, Chris and Barry as well. Growth of the league is obviously really good for opportunities. Would you guys have opted to play elsewhere? McKenna, you may not have because you were out for 3 years, but would you have opted to play elsewhere this year had this program not started?
Well, I thought about it a few years ago in grade 10. I was debating on switching to Murdoch for grade 11 to play on their hockey team.
Yeah.
But I ended up not doing it because of scholarship opportunities.
Oh, right on.
But we got a team here, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about that. Well, Morgan, you're already playing on another team, but would you have opted to play high school elsewhere?
I quit this year on my other team to play, like, focus
well
on
then,
high school.
There we go. Right on.
I was like,
but no, there's, like, surprisingly, it's really different.
Okay.
I definitely stick to high school now.
Yeah?
If I had the choice, yeah.
What's different about it, then? Because that's where a lot of people don't understand that. Like, they look at women's hockey, and they're, you know, across the province, and they just go, well, there's a midget female hockey league. There's a junior women's hockey league. There's, you know, there's all these different options for girls to play.
Yeah.
Why would you choose high school hockey over the other options now?
I'd say, like, with out of school hockey, you like, there's no like connection. You don't see each other at school.
Okay.
Like you only see each other on the ice. With high school, you see each other at school. You can talk, like carpool the games.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Is there like fist bumps in the hallway now when you walk by McKenna?
No.
Like,
no. Maybe a little head nod.
But yeah.
No, not that close yet in terms of getting anything. That's okay, though. Like, you guys are, you
and
guys
like
are,
pep rallies and all that.
And another thing that's awesome is like sometimes when girls aren't as good, they play on bad teams and it's like, oh, what team do you play for? And you're kind of embarrassed, you know? But if you're playing high school, it's like you could be AAA or A2 and nobody knows the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're not looking at what level you're playing. They're looking at your actual skill.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, again, I asked, you know, Chris and Barry about that as well. I mean, we've had a number of players come through, and I don't know if you guys heard me rattle off the names. Alex Anderson, who is now playing pro over in Sweden. She came from West Kildonan. Again, Cameron Gillis played with the Buckeyes last year in terms of Miles Mack. Again, Annalise Meyer went out to Calgary after playing for Sturgeon Heights. And then, obviously, Cheyenne Elias is out in Saskatchewan. She'll be graduating this year, but she played Vincent Massey. I mean, you already said you don't know what you're going to be doing next year, McKenna, which is fine. Again, nobody's going to hold your feet to the fire for this. But, I mean, this is essentially, like I said, the untapped market where people don't know. And like you just said, there's ranges of good, you know, of exceptional players to players that are just starting. Should people be watching you guys more often?
I think so. I think there's girls.
There's lots
in
of potential.
Like C division that could easily be like
A.
Easily play an A.
I mean, again, take nothing away from them. And obviously they're playing for a team that's been down a little bit. But you guys have had pretty good expansion over the last 4 years. It's been four teams added to this specific division, the division that you're in. Obviously, Murdoch last year has turned it into a powerhouse this year in terms of what they're doing.
Yeah, but they even won last year, and it was their first year as a team.
But, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, you look at the number of girls that are getting opportunities now. Should more girls consider high school hockey if 100%. They're out there, if they're up there going, I don't know what I want to do next year?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And, like, who cares if you play ringette? And if you want to switch over and you still play, hockey is just as fun, if not better.
Sure, yeah.
And you're still skating, you're still on the ice, you're still making friends. Might as well.
Just playing a different sport now, right? Mm-hmm. Who do you, and this is a tough question for maybe for you guys, but I'm always curious about this. Who would you say biggest inspiration in your career so far?
Oh.
Who's been the one that's been like, no, don't quit, or, you know,
definitely my parents,
this.
Probably.
Yeah?
Because I didn't even really want to play this year.
It was kind of like
hold on. I don't want to play with 11 goals and 5 assists and 8 penalty minutes. Is that what I mean?
11 goals?
I take hockey as just like something to do in my free time and stuff. I don't really take that seriously.
Well, it shouldn't be a job. So, yeah, I agree with that. So,
I didn't really want to play this year, but I'm glad they pushed me to do it because
having fun now.
Yeah, now I'm having fun. But
right on.
Yeah.
Kenna?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Who's been your biggest inspiration to get you? Well, for you, 3 years off, who's been your biggest inspiration to get you back on the ice?
Definitely like my mom and my grandparents. My grandparents have been pushing. We tried to get a team last year.
Yeah.
But it didn't go through. So they were like really trying to get that done, and they were really excited for me to start playing again. And my mom just supported me. I've always wanted to play. I've never not wanted to play.
Yeah.
So I've kind of steered myself.
That's
but like
good.
They've always been there supporting, telling me that like I can still play and it doesn't even matter. I don't know.
No, that's fair and nothing wrong with that. If people were to come to see you, what would you say is your one thing that stands out about your game individually?
I don't think that I'm super good at anything, but I'm like smart when I'm playing.
That's
what makes me like decent is that I'm smart.
Again, McKenna, that's super good at something. Take credit for that.
I find that when people watch me, I get in like my own head.
Me
I end
too.
Up playing worse. Mm-hmm. I overthink everything.
So, like, the crowd, the bigger the crowd, the worse you play?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
The
boys are standing
on.
At the boards, and I skate past the puck.
Just ignore them. They're outside the glass. They don't even matter.
Yeah, no. I feel like that's our whole team, though. Like, we'll all freak out in the dressing room and be like, oh, no, the guys are watching.
Oh,
yeah, before
guys.
The game. Oh, my God, the boys practice. They're probably going to watch us later.
Yeah.
Maybe they're picking up tips. Obviously, they got the smartest you know, the super smart and super talented. No, I think we are.
We're better than I thought.
100%.
Yeah.
But that's
they expected
what I mean,
us like, to be bad.
See, that's
everyone did.
Show them all up.
We did.
We did.
Yeah.
Are you guys? Do you guys have a better record right now than the boys?
Do we? I think we might.
Yeah.
Then you know what? Too bad.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are better than them. There,
good
there you
for
go.
Us.
There's the answer. In terms of players, who do you guys look up to?
Like on our team?
No. Well, if you want to name somebody off your team.
Because I don't
really
watch girls' hockey.
Neither do I.
Again, I watch boys' hockey.
Again, you don't have to name a girl for this.
Oh, true.
Who do you look up to in terms of, you know, players that...
I do not watch hockey or anything.
Morgan, you're just like anti-hockey.
I also...
You're like, I don't watch, I don't play, I didn't want to play. Somehow I got pushed into this.
Yeah. I still wish I didn't play.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of my brother. I like the way that he plays. We both play very similar. We're both smart in that sense. And whenever I used to watch him, I would always...
Are you saying he's not very good at stuff then? Because that's what you said about you. I'm not very good
at it. No, he's good. He's better than I am, that's for sure. But he is. The thing that makes him stand out is being smart as well. Like just knowing the play.
So you guys wear 15 and 16. McKenna wearing 15. Morgan being 16. Any meaning, any significance to that number in terms of the way you guys...
My brother and dad have had that number
all
way up. So I've also had it for every other sport I've ever played. So.
Oh, there you go. So long tradition there.
Yeah, same thing. My dad wore that number. So me and my brother both took it on.
That's all right then. Mom didn't play any sports or anything that you know of? No?
She was like... half decent at things.
Oh.
Didn't really like sports very much, but she likes them now.
Okay, so hold on. So you're not very good at stuff. Your brother's kind of good at stuff. And then your mom's decent.
My dad
decent.
Was good at
your
stuff.
I was going to say, your mom's decent at stuff. Now your dad's good at stuff.
Yes, yes.
We got to get you sort of on this my family's awesome idea here, McKenna.
Yes.
Is there anything that you don't like, anything that you would change about women's hockey the way that you guys are playing? Obviously, the 15-15-20 is a bit of, if people aren't aware of it, that's a bit different, but I've seen it happen in other leagues as well. Mm-hmm. But is there a rule that you would like to change to make hockey better for you guys?
Well, I think it's underrated. I think everyone expects it to be not good to watch or anything.
Are you just talking high school hockey or
just
overall?
Girls hockey in general? Yeah? I think like guys hockey is so much more interesting to watch because of hitting. Hitting is interesting because it's a different way of getting the puck away from someone so you can take their body. With girls, we can't really take the body even though everyone tells you to. It's harder because if you stop skating, you get a penalty.
True, but I think it takes more skill for you guys to take the puck away.
It does, 100%.
Which is an entirely different... And again, I watch enough women's hockey at university level that I know that hits do happen. Like, they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're big.
Oh, yeah.
And people occasionally skate off hurt, and that's okay. But... I think it takes way more skill to play women's hockey because you can't rely on physicality to either intimidate or overpower somebody. So, I mean, for you guys, don't take anything away. Don't sell yourself short on the hitting part because they do happen. They just don't happen as blatantly, I think.
Yeah,
but
intentionally.
The skill-wise, I think you guys are certainly...
Yeah, it's harder to get it away when you're not focused on the body because
then
they can just, like, move the puck to the other side.
And, I mean...
You still have to get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're... going after it, then
I wish I could agree with all my penalty minutes, but like
it's only eight. It's not like
that's four penalties.
Yeah,
that's like most my team, though.
I mean, yeah, it is most. You're tied with Isabella, but at the same time, though, I mean, it's only four minor penalties in nine games.
Oh, when I played last year, I had like 30, I think.
Oh,
yeah. So I don't know what it's going to be at the end of the season.
I'm little. I don't get caught.
Is that? Oh, do you not have any penalties yet?
Can I? None.
But I
push a lot, but it's like, I'm small, so people don't see me.
I push
the
lot,
big girls.
Right. You do, if you are playing in front of the net, for sure. I got a few minutes left. Going to ask you guys very quickly, highlight of the season so far for you guys. What's the number one thing that stands out that you're like, I'm glad I did it because of this?
Our first win, I think
so.
Yeah.
What's the excitement like in terms of the dressing room when you guys are in there? Like, is it just like water bottles?
We were
bottle
all shook.
Yeah,
really?
I think we were all surprised.
No one, like, we lost three in a row. No one thought that we could pull it out.
Or and I think then, when we won overtime.
That was pretty cool.
Good. Yeah. We won overtime last...
Who did you beat in overtime?
Was it?
What's Annika's team? Glenlawn.
Yes.
Glenlawn, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and we lost to them before, so
it was pretty cool.
Who netted your overtime goal?
Her.
Oh, one of those 11 that you didn't want to score this year?
Yeah.
plus the three in the first win. So we've pretty much counted down half your goals almost in terms of everything that's going on there. Looking at where this program goes, obviously it's going to be hard for you, McKenna, because you're done after this year, which kind of sucks. But looking at where this program goes, what do you guys want to see in the future for this program? What's the next big step for this program?
I wish more people would, like, actual important people would come watch the C division games. Because like I was saying, like, there's some girls in our
But when you
division,
say important people, who are you referring
like
to?
Like scouts.
Okay, there you go. That's important.
Because I definitely think there's girls in our division that could play A.
Yeah.
Could play Bisons, all that.
Again, it's not like there hasn't been women that have gone there. So
yeah. It's usually not from C div.
But I don't know where Alex's team was when they played West K, but she went and played. She won a national championship with the Bisons. She's now playing pro over in Sweden. It's not like there is an opportunity to still get better. So even if you are in C and you're pretty good, you might get a chance. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows who's watching? That's the thing. Couple minutes left. Anything you guys want to say about maybe getting a few people out to watch your games? First off, where do you guys play? Because
we play out of East End. Yeah.
Okay, that's
usually
kind of
ring
important.
3 Tuesdays at 4,
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I have Tuesday and Friday is our next two games.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
December 3rd against Kildonan East.
And the 6th against Springfield.
To give you guys an idea, Kildonan East right behind you in the standings. They're 4-4. You guys are 5-4. So is that a win?
Yeah, it's a win.
Yeah, okay, good.
Don't jinx it.
No, hey, just asking. Mm-hmm. Nobody's jinxing anything yet. And then December 6th, you guys are out at Oak Bank against Springfield.
We've lost to Springfield already.
Springfield's the team you're chasing right now. So
yeah.
That's a pretty much, I'm not going to say it's a must win, but
it'd
be nice.
I thought we were chasing the team we just lost. Beat.
Third place is Glenmont. They have a game in hand on them, but they're 3 points ahead of you. So. Unless you can make up 3 points in one game. I don't know if that's possible. But so you guys got a chance to move into third with a couple of big wins and hopefully a little bit of help. But I'm not going to take up any more time because you guys have been awesome. Thank you for joining us here show, Morgan. Thank you for joining us here, McKenna. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Maybe we'll get a scout or two out. And certainly I'm going to come out and see you guys probably on the 3rd. So don't look for me in the crowd, Morgan, because I know you're going to play bad.
Yeah, then you're going to start playing bad.
But at the same time, though, I wish you guys nothing but the best in terms of getting everything going this season and hopefully, again, shock the world and maybe do what Murdoch McKay did last year and win the whole thing. So.
Yeah.
All the best this year for school as well. I want you to hopefully you guys do well there and graduate with all sorts of honors and scholarships for you, McKenna, and see where we go next. But best of luck for the rest of the season. And like I said, we'll see you on the 3rd for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so there is Morgan Manchester and McKenna Lawrence, two of the great players for the Transcona Titans. Again, if you want to get out and see them, the 3rd they'll be at Kildonan East, or they'll be East End Arena against Kildonan East, and then out at Oak Bank on December 6th against Springfield. Check your local listings / the Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League website if you want to see when and where they're playing. If you want to follow them as well, follow them on Twitter at TCI Titans Female. If you want to follow them on Facebook, TCI Titans Female Hockey. Instagram at Titans_female_hockey. That's the worst one of them all because of all the underscores, but I'm sure somebody can take care of that. With that, we are out of here for another week, everybody. Next week, big show coming up. We're going to be at the Hockey Helps the Homeless Professional or Pro-Am Draft. You don't want to miss that one. It's going to be pretty crazy because we're going to sit down with a bunch of the pros and talk to them and certainly get a pile of stuff going that way. With that, folks, I'm going to turn it over to Skippy. He is back in studio. He is going to get everything going for that as Free Range Radio comes up right away here on 101.5. Here's the Constellations as we get out of here for another week on The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.